I am Phil Nee with sports. Night League hometown in baseball will get underway tomorrow night in the playoffs. First round action features Wisconsin Dells at Ashton, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Verona, Poinet at Reedsburg, Mazamani at Evansville, and Arena will host Belleville, a team they just lost to in the Sunday playoffs. That'll be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in Arena. On Tuesday, in the A division of Church League softball, the Mission advanced to the championship game, downing 5 points Lutheran 11-8. Coming back from the 4-0 deficit, the Mission played it a run in the third, four in the fourth, and six in the fifth, then held off a 5 points rally to seal the win. In the consolation bracket, Richland Baptist Temple 1 eliminated Richland Baptist Temple 2, 26-8. In the B division consolation games, Free Methodist was a winner against Church of the Nazarene, 13-6. Nathan Phillips was 4-for-4 with a home run, and Liz Niemeyer and Jeremiah Hassel each scored twice. And Grace Community got past Boscobel Assembly of God, 19-16. The tournament concludes next week, Monday night on the East Diamond, the B Division at 7 o'clock. Free Methodist will play Grace Community. St. Mary's will umpire. St. Mary's then will take on the winner of the 7 o'clock game at 8:15. On the West Diamond in the A Division, Richland Baptist Temple 1 plays 5 points Lutheran with the Mission umpiring. Those are the Monday night games. The action continues on Tuesday night. The Mission will play the winner of Monday night's game. From that 7 o'clock game, the same two teams play again if the Mission loses that 7 o'clock game. And on the West Diamond of the B Division, Knights of Columbus will be playing the winner of Monday's 8:15 game. The same two teams play again if the Knights of Columbus lose on Tuesday night's first game. Quail Run Golf last night, week 17 of the 20-week regular season. Phil Prohaska with a 38 led the way. Neil Mahoney, Ken Nix Sr., Dale Mortimer, and Gage Wirtz all had 40s. Dale birdied hole 8 and Gage with a birdie on hole 5. Aaron Halverson, Pat Keegan, J.J. Klatt, and Mel Cook all had 41s. Other golfers with holes played under par, Nate Raich with an eagle on hole 8. Rod Reitz birdied hole 1. Jarrett McDonald birdied hole 1. A birdie on hole 5 for Pat Keegan. A birdie on hole 6 for Andy Marshall. And Trevin Thielman and Scott Wallace both had birdies on hole 8. Well, the flag prize winners during league action last night. Jeff Frazier with the longest putt on hole 2. Rod Reitz had the closest to the pin on hole 3. Steve Gary, closest third shot on hole 4. Rich Barrancott, closest second shot on hole 6. And Ray Lindvig, the longest drive from the whites on hole number 8. And as a sign of the changing times, we have our first bowling announcement for the new season. The All-Star Bowling League will have its preseason meeting tonight at 6:30 at the Phoenix Center. At the meeting, the league will determine the number of teams available, set up the season schedule, and adjust rules and prizes for the 26-27 season. Plan to attend and bring your teammates because your vote counts. For more information, contact the league secretary, Tim Callen, at 608-604-2618. A red-hot San Diego Padres team scored 5 times in the second inning on their way to an 11-2 pasting of the Brewers. The Padres have taken the first 2 games of the 3-game series. Milwaukee pitching gave up 3 home runs and 17 hits. Kyle Harrison was the losing pitcher. Luis Renifo had a grand slam against the Brewers 7 weeks after they released him. Fernando Tatis Jr. hit a milestone home run, and the Padres beat Milwaukee 11-2 to win a series against baseball's best team. Dustin May starts the Brewers for the Brewers this afternoon as they try to avoid the sweep. The Cubs gained some ground with an 8-6 win over Washington last night. St. Louis 2-0 over Philadelphia. Colorado 3, Arizona 2. Atlanta 4-0 over the Mets. Miami 2, Pittsburgh 0. In the American League, Detroit 6, Cleveland 4. Toronto 5-3 over Boston. The Yankees 4, Seattle 1. Baltimore 5-2 winners against Minnesota. The Angels 3, Texas 2. Tampa Bay got the win against the Athletics, 12-4. Interleague play, Cincinnati 5-4 over the White Sox, San Francisco over Houston 4-1, and the Dodgers beat Kansas City to the tune of 5-4. From the WNBA, Indiana over New York, 106-92. Las Vegas beat Washington, 86-76. And Phoenix, a winner against Los Angeles, 94-87. A day after saying he wanted to get his starters some snaps during the preseason, Packers coach Matt LaFleur confirmed that quarterback Jordan Love will start Thursday. Maybe. LaFleur tells reporters he could change his mind. There has been no word on whether former Packer Aaron Rodgers will play for Pittsburgh, but the veteran rarely appears in preseason games. Yahoo Sports reports that Steelers head coach Mike McCarthy, also a former Packer, will make that decision. Matt LaFleur at his news conference yesterday talked about Keyshawn Nixon, who has not been getting all the reps with the first team.
Just everything's a competition right now. So we're going to put different guys in different situations and different spots and see how they respond.
How's he handle it?
I think he's had two really solid performances.
Matt LaFleur, also a question and answer session yesterday with reporters, yielded these questions and answers.
Matt, I'm sure it's hard to game plan for preseason game number one with the new head coach or new offense, whatever it is.
There's no game planning going on, I promise you that. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not like we're negligent and you have an idea of what somebody may do, but you're running just like base core concepts in every phase of the game. So, because you want your guys to feel prepared when they go out there to have an idea of what they may or may not see. But I think what's been great about this camp is I think we've seen a lot of different things from really both sides of the ball, from our offense in terms of how we motion and you know, use misdirection plays to our defense and some of the looks that we're getting. And I know it's typical, a lot of special teams coordinators, they got their own little pack that they do going into a lot of these games, so they don't try to expose somebody else.
The Packers preseason game number one is tomorrow night already. Pregame time, 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on FM 100.9. Starting this fall, the Milwaukee Bucks Youth League will include more than 1,000 basketball teams statewide. NBA.com reports that the Bucks are working with the Champions Basketball League on the project. Backers say they want to provide high-quality playing experiences for boys and girls in grades 3 through 8. Coaches with the NBA team will conduct a clinic for the coaches in the league. That is an update on Wednesday Morning Sports. I am Phil Nee.